now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Eternal salvation. When repentant sinners cry, "What must I do to be saved?" The Bible's answer is, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved. I receive God's Son as my Lord to obey. My Jesus, Savior to trust, and Christ, my God to worship him." And on such, God bestows his salvation. We shall now learn what God's salvation is, as revealed in his word, the Holy Bible. First, it is an instantaneous salvation. That's right. One moment dead, the next alive. One moment a child of wrath, and the next a child of God. One moment lost, and the next saved. One moment in the pit of sin, and the next in the kingdom of God. This change is not attained by a lifetime of a religious education, nor years of pursuit of a church's rituals. It is an instantaneous miracle of God. George Mueller, the great man of prayer who cared for 2,300 orphans as he trusted God, said of his own salvation, "I went into the hall a proud German infidel. I came out a humble disciple of Jesus Christ." No human being could be a harder case than a German infidel. But even such can be saved and transformed instantly by the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. God's striving with a soul may extend over years, but their actual salvation takes only a moment. A young man may take years to win his bride, but the marriage doesn't take an hour. For 2 years, the Holy Spirit was seeking to break my stubborn will and to humble my proud heart, but my salvation only took minutes. A few minutes before 10 o'clock, I was a wretched lost sinner. But by 10, my sins were all gone with their awful burden and guilt. And Jesus was mine. I was saved. That is why I plead with you to get alone with God and settle the great matter of your sins and be saved. You can be saved now. Second, God's salvation is a sure salvation. You can be saved. You can know you're saved and be sure of it. Scores of Bible verses show the absolute certainty of God's salvation. Hearken, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." And again, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And again, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." And again, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts." It is wonderful but true, for God cannot lie, and the scripture cannot be broken. Neighbor, wouldn't you like to know all of your sins are forgiven, to be sure that you're a real child of God and the Holy Spirit is in you? This is God's salvation, a salvation you can be sure about right now. That old deceiver, the devil, he tells people they cannot know now, so just try to do your best. You can't know until after you die. The devil knows that after you die, it will be forever too late, so he wants you to wait until then. Third, God's salvation is an eternal salvation. Years ago, taking dinner with a man in a town where I had my gospel tent, I asked him how long he'd been saved. He replied, "That's hard to say." I confess my confusion. For if you asked a person how long he'd been married, and he so replied, you'd wonder about his married experience. He explained, "I have been saved several times, about 5. I said, "Please tell me more, for you are so different from those in the Bible. They were only saved once." Then he told me how he had lost his salvation and then got it and then lost it and got it. I asked, "Are you sure you're saved now?" He affirmed that he might again lose it. Then I frankly told him, "People told me that you preach some. If I had nothing better to preach than that, I would keep still." But thank God his salvation is an eternal salvation in Christ, saved now and saved for all eternity. The Word of God knows of no other salvation but an eternal salvation. Hear the divine word. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord to obey him, and he will save you for eternity. We know a man may profess to be saved and imitate a Christian and deceive people and then show that, like Judas Iscariot, he's only a devil at heart. It is also true that a real Christian may lose for a time the joy and power of his salvation, but not lose his salvation. And it is sadly true that Christians may fail to live up to their heavenly calling, but such does not undo their heavenly birth. I failed to live up to the training of my godly father, but I was still his son. Here let me speak, after nearly over a half a century of gospel work. Hearken to me. Fellow Christians, don't let us wrangle over once saved, always saved, for that's only a man-made saying to entice Christians to fight one with another. All Christians are of one mind in this, that wicked living people, regardless of their profession, go to hellfire. For the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all Christians believe that while people do not get saved by the life they live, but by virtue of the death that Christ died, yet all Christians do believe that the life of a Christian lives is the way he shows the reality of his salvation. Let there be no more confusion over words and terms of men, but let us all hold to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and hold out to men that eternal salvation of which he is the author. We Christians all believe what Jesus our Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." All real Christians do hear his voice and they follow him. And of them, not pretenders, the Lord continues by saying, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." Pretenders shall perish, but not one real sheep of Christ will be missing in that heavenly roll call. And now for our fourth fact. God's salvation is a transforming salvation. That's right. Hearken. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is a miraculous change that takes place when one is saved with God's eternal salvation. If God were to save a man for eternity and not at the same time change him from the inside out, then he would return to his old ways. Perhaps some of you were interested in God's salvation until we came to this point. You want to live the same old selfish and ungodly life and then go to heaven when you die? Some modern religions offer people a God and a salvation like that, but I do not. Count the cost right now. Let all your lustful sins, your worldly ambitions, and your covetous gold dangle before you, and then consider God's transforming salvation. You cannot have salvation and damnation. You cannot go to heaven and to hell too, and you cannot have Christ and have your sin and the world too. Be saved and be transformed by Christ, or else live the same old life and be damned. Let's hold it there a bit. Aren't you sick and tired of your selfish life? Wouldn't you like to live a life of blessing to others? Aren't you sick of this world with its husks that the hogs eat? And don't you long to be a heaven-born, a heaven-bent, and a heaven-bound child of God? I know you do. Fred Garland, that miracle of the grace of God, in his prison cell cried, "Oh God, I do want to change, but I can't change myself. Oh God, please change me." You may not be behind prison bars, but right there in your home, in your car, you can bow your head and cry, "Lord Jesus Christ, I come to thee to save me and change me. I'm tired of sin and tired of myself. Lord Jesus, change me to be what thou dost want me to be." He will take over, and before 24 hours pass, the change in your heart, your habits, your ways, and your words will be so marked, all will see that you are a new person. As old drunken John the fish seller said of himself, "Old John is dead, this is new John." May God grant that there shall be thousands more of new Johns and new Janes too, men, women, and youths in our cities and countrysides, in our schools and shops, who have been saved and changed by God's eternal salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God knows man, and he knows and has provided in Christ just the salvation to meet man's every need. For myself, I have lived over 66 years after my salvation, and the experiences of those years make me realize more and more and still more how much I needed the Lord Jesus to save me and how much I need him to keep me every hour. If my Lord even now said to me, David, you have only a little ways further, you can make it alone, I would cry, Lord Jesus, don't leave me. If it's only one step, I cannot take it alone. I need thee, Lord Jesus. Neighbor, I know that God has just the Savior, the salvation you need. And I know more. All your being cries out in need of that salvation. For just as your body craves water and food, so your soul longs for salvation. Rest, joy, peace, happiness, security, certainty. Your soul longs for these, and they're all found in Christ. You need no longer envy the Christian with his peace of heart and mind, even in this atomic age. Believe me, right now, you can have God's salvation, for behold, now is the day of salvation. No matter what any church or religion teaches, the Bible declares that there is an eternal life and an eternal salvation too. And our living Lord Jesus does save to the uttermost. Here is how the Word of God presents this glorious truth. He, our Lord Jesus Christ, is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. To have this Savior and his uttermost salvation, you must renounce everything you ever trusted in and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to save you and to bring you to God and to heaven. You must receive him as the one who is, as he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not by some church, and not by your own works or religious observances, but by Christ and Christ alone. Is this your faith? It can be. If it is, tell God about it. And the Bible, in speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilling all God's purposes in his life here, his death for our sins, and his glorious resurrection, it declares, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. This takes me in, and neighbor, it can include you too. This does not mean you must live 25 or 50 years in which you always obey him for you to have this eternal salvation. For that would be to be saved by your own accomplishments. Nor does it endorse a religion that teaches that one may for years obey God, but if he should then fail to obey in one thing, he would lose his salvation. But it does teach that God's eternal salvation is bestowed on one only when he resigns his own way of self-will and he turns from obeying the world to do as it says, and he surrenders to Jesus Christ, confessing him as his Lord, to obey him. That night I surrendered to my Lord Jesus, he bestowed on me his eternal salvation. To the flesh within me, to the world around me, and to the devil above me, I declare, I am no longer your slave to obey you. I've surrendered to Jesus Christ. He is my Lord, and I obey him. My will is now to do his will. I hear his voice and follow him. In this I do not boast of my accomplishments, but I have taken my stand before all as being on the Lord's side, and his will and his word now control and govern my life. Neighbor, see then how you can have this eternal salvation in life, in death, and in eternity. Have it right now and know you have it. How? As you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, and as you surrender to him as your Lord to obey him. You can, if you will. Get on your knees and tell God all about it, and confess to Jesus Christ your decision. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
Jesus reached down and he lifted me out. He lifted me out of the deep miry clay. He settled my feet in the straight narrow way. He lifted me up to a heavenly place and floodeth my soul.